Shelley, we have some big news. You've raised a whole lot of money recently.
That's right. We've raised over $6.250 million that we are investing in mental illness research at UNC Chapel Hill. We're so excited. We couldn't be more proud.
And Dr. Rubinoff, I know that this is money that you'll be able to put to good use.
It absolutely is. Over the past decade, we have seen skyrocketing rates of anxiety and depression in our youth, and research is really the key to unlocking high-quality, research-backed treatments to improve youth mental health, and this is exactly where that money is going to go.
Explain to us exactly what the CHAMP program is, and what does the acronym stand for?
Absolutely. So CHAMP is the Child and Adolescent Anxiety and Mood Disorders Program. And CHAMP is a clinical translational research program. So what that means is that the research that we do spans a few different areas related to youth mental health. The first category of research that we do is observational research. So we look at the causes and the consequences of anxiety and mood disorders across the full developmental span, all the way from toddlerhood through young adulthood. Second, we use that observational research or that basic research to inform the second arm of our research program. So we are developing and testing novel research-backed prevention and treatment programs for youth across diverse communities. And finally, we really work hard to bring that research to the real world. So there are many communities that lack access to research-backed treatments for youth mental health problems. And so big goal of the work that we do is to increase access and make sure that all children have access to the treatments that they need to improve mental health.
Shelley, the Foundation for Hope and Research and Treatment of Mental Illness, you have this great relationship with the Department of Psychiatry and the CHAMP program. Tell us a little bit how the foundation got started. I understand it goes back in your family quite a ways.
That's right. We actually celebrated, this is our 41st year. And my family started this foundation that many years ago because my brother struggles with a severe bipolar schizoaffective disorder. And I mean, you know, this was devastating to our family about 45 years ago. And this was way back in the day when mental illness was really treated like this shameful secret. And we're just so excited to see the momentum moving forward for mental health. And obviously, since the pandemic, the pandemic really actually helped to shine a light on the need for everyone to be able to talk and communicate and really make an impact for mental illness. And I mean, after all, there really is no health without mental health when you think about it.
And Chris, well, this is a lot of money that has been raised. How do you go about raising this money?
Yes, well, you know, it all starts with the donors. So it's all about, you know, getting out there and spreading the message and really showing donors what the impact is and how their money is going to be well stewarded. And that's what we've been doing for over 5 years now, or 4 years for the CHAMP program, and continuing for all these other research grants as well.
And you've just come on board, so I'm sure this is an exciting thing for you.
This is great. I am the new communications director here for the foundation, and so coming on programs like this, Tony, is just fantastic. It's an honor to spread the word about what the foundation's doing.
Dr. Rubinoff, we hear about the youth mental health crisis. Did, as Shelley mentioned earlier, did the pandemic shed more light on this?
It absolutely did. It certainly wasn't the case that youth mental health problems only increased during the pandemic. Actually, when we look at the data, that we see these rising rates of anxiety and mood disorders that really started over a decade ago. But attention and awareness of youth mental health really increased during the pandemic. And I think, as evidenced by the incredible generosity of our donors, people are absolutely committed to improving youth mental health in the state of North Carolina.
Well, Dr. Rubinoff, we thank you for joining us this morning. Shelley, Chris, thank you so much for coming in and bringing us up to date on this great program, Foundation of Hope, and its partnership with the CHAMP program.